Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Fingers. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Raleigh Fingers. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rich McKinney. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bradley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rudy for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mincher moves to second. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to second for the out. Mincher moves to third. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hobley. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. Hobley steals second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to third for the out. McKinney moves to second. One out. Ed Stroud pinch runs for Rick Reichardt. J. Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes McKinney trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Stroud moves to second. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Stroud scores. Johnstone goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hermann scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing left field. Raleigh Fingers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fingers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hovley hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnstone moves to second. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. Raleigh Fingers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fingers is 0-for-1 in the game. Fingers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-2 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews bunts between the mound and first base. Fingers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Andrews for the out. Richard moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive towards second base. Green makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Green. Richard scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Panther now pitching. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to third. McKinney moves to second. Jim Rowland now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mincher hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bradley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley strikes out. 2 outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando strikes out. 1 out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobley takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobley moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Hobley moves to third. Duncan moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Klimkowski now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Andrews. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Andrews steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Melton bunts towards the mound. Klimkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to third. May moves to second. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stroud hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops it up and throws to first, with Klimkowski covering, for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops it up and throws to first, with Klimkowski covering, for the out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hobley hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.